Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is hoping New Jersey voters don't count him out in the state's primary election next month. Hundreds showed their support today at a rally in Atlantic City, where Sanders used the city's financial troubles to rail against corporate greed and take more than one shot at Donald Trump. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
The backdrop of Atlantic City's crumbling casino industry was too much for Bernie Sanders to resist as he launched into his stump speech on income inequality and corporate greed.
The greed and the recklessness that we have seen from people like Donald Trump and Carl Icahn. Oh, you know Donald Trump.
For years, Trump owned several casinos in Atlantic City, but he does not anymore. One was the now-closed Trump Plaza, which sat just a few steps from the rally in Boardwalk Hall. Another speaker, Atlantic City Councilman Mo Delgado, used its fate to criticize Trump.
Well, let's talk Trump. Right outside these doorways, you had one of his wonderful monikers he likes to talk about here, how he built Atlantic City right next door, Trump Plaza. The big question I keep saying is, how's it working for you, right?
The other guy Sanders mentioned, billionaire investor Carl Icahn, owns two Atlantic City casinos and recently cut workers' health and pension benefits at one of them. Casino Workers Union President Bob McDevitt, who also spoke at the rally, says Atlantic City casino employees have sacrificed enough.
And I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of hearing we don't have the money to educate our children. I'm tired to hear that health care is something no one has a right to, but has to have the money to pay for.
In his speech, Sanders also called for universal health care, a $15 federal minimum wage, and free tuition at public colleges and universities. He'll face Hillary Clinton in New Jersey's primary on June 7th. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.